And I have to congratulate you also in your new the newest project. That is wonderful.
Thank you.
And all this broadcasting, oh my God, that is something. It's amazing the work you do all over the world. You talk with all those people. That's amazing, incredible.
I love it. And you know what it's like? It's always like, okay, what time zone is this? Does that mean I have to get up at 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning to talk to someone, you know, where it's in India, you know, or something? And then if you talk to someone, you know what it's like in Brazil. It's always, when I wanted to talk to you, I said, what is the time zone there now? But you do this all the time because you do a lot of work with people. And I saw that you had a couple of the films and that were in Cannes, it got to be entered there and everything. And I mean, how wonderful is that? Now you've been doing a lot of projects too. You're pretty much nonstop doing projects.
You know, these film projects,
yeah,
they started just like, I didn't know where it's going to be. And then I remember that Suzanne Doucet, that's my manager, she said, if you want to do soundtracks for films, it's very difficult because the music supervisors, they are terrible, and a lot of things. And then they choose only one in 1 billion. And I said, why can't I be the one in 1 billion? But then I asked another friend, how could I get through? And there are a lot of sites that you can subscribe and then receive the advertisement about the films, the festivals that are going on. And it was really a surprise for me because I could never imagine that the people that were watching the videos liked so much, and also the jury, because each film festival has at least 2,000 people.
Mm.
2,000.
Wow.
At least from all over the world. And I have been having these festivals in almost 15 countries in Europe, in Asia, in U.S., and in Canada, and one in Brazil.
Wow, that is only amazing, one. Isn't it? Amazing. And the thing is, you are very smart in the fact that you create in Brazil, and you're able to create within your own sphere whatever music you wish to create. Now, do you use your own studio, or are you working with someone else in another studio to do your works?
Well, the music part, I work in my studio, and the sound design I do with another person
mm-hmm.
that is expert in mastering and editing and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The image design I do with a person that lives in São Paulo, and that have been working with me since 2000.
Mm.
But in 2000, I haven't done these movies and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I start creating these movies, it was from 2018, I think. And then it was little by little I start learning. And I always had this amazing pleasure and feeling. Whenever I travel, I take my camera and I make films and photographs all over the places I go.
Uh-huh.
And then I file them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I need, I have a lot of things to work with.
Now,
but then, since last year, I am going deep into writing the script. That's another thing, because it comes from inspiration. First, I do the music.
Mm-hmm.
And after I have done the music, the ideas start coming and coming, and then I start doing the script. After I start doing the script, the images start coming. Then I start remembering all the travelings that I have done, and what I have in my files.
Mm.
So I start collecting images, movies, and doing more photography. When I have all that read, I do a draft. And then I contact my image design guy. And then I tell him the script, I tell him everything. I do the draft, and then he collects more images to do the film. But with this pandemic situation, thanks that I have been traveling so much in 2018 and 19, I have been to New York City, I have been to L.A., I have been to Portugal, Vienna, Amsterdam, Cannes, Auribeau-sur-Seine in Provence, Grasse, Canada, Geneva. So I have a lot of things.
Yeah, I know. Beautiful places, too. And the thing is, did you do that just on your iPhone or your phone, or did you have a camera, an actual?
I use it to do in my camera the Canyon.
Uh-huh.
But it's very difficult to carry all that.
It is. Yeah.
Yes. So I bought a very good iPhone that has the 4K image. So I'm doing the iPhone now.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm asking because I want to do what you're doing. I have this new piece of work I did, which is made actually in my mind. I can see it happening, but I don't know how to do the script, and I don't know how everything you figured out how to do, and I have to go through that process, and I have no idea how to create what you created. So I envy you in that. But I have to ask you, what is the situation? You know, it's weird here, Anaya. In Hawaii, we've had a resurgence of COVID, and our numbers are as high as they were back in January and February, and everyone thought everything would be over. All of our restrictions are dropped, but we are still seeing huge numbers of COVID. How is it in Brazil?
Well, we have again a little bit, but not as before.
Mm-hmm.
It's just small. But for me, I think they didn't work with the monkeypox.
Yeah. The
monkeypox. And now they try because they have lots. They have lots of vaccines in stock. So now I heard that they want to give to people 23 vaccines.
No. No, I cannot believe that, 23.
Here they are giving the fourth doses, fourth.
The fourth, yeah. They're talking about that here. I got one booster, and I, unfortunately, the people who are getting it here have been boosted and half haven't. It doesn't seem to be working anymore, unfortunately. But, you know, this is affected, of course, travel. But now travel is back full force, regardless of that state.
You know something else that I'd like? I am very much pro-technology.
I didn't know that.
In every place. Yes, I am, because I used to give lecture in computers in university.
I didn't know that? Really?
Yes.
I had told you.
Because I have been, since I was born, I was in music.
Uh-huh.
But then, after a certain time, when I start working and all that, I left Brazil and I start living in Europe. And I start working as a consultant. I used to play in pubs and hotels, but I didn't have a music career. When I came back to Brazil, all my friends that were from the time I started music, they were very famous. And then I didn't know what to do in music, so I kept doing consultants work.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly I had a couple scenes on me, and then I had to have an early retirement, so I went back to music.
Wow.
And when I went back to music, then I started the first CD that I published, I recorded, was in 98. But I started doing some success in 2000,
uh-huh.
up to 2010, 12. Then the mobile phone came, and all the technology, all the internet, everything changed everything.
Yes. Yep.
So a lot of sites and magazines that were with my portfolio, they disappeared.
Wow.
Because new things start coming. And so I was a bit lost.
yeah, it is.
I was a bit lost, but I met Suzanne Doucet, and then she started putting me again into this music stuff and all that. And I always had this dream of doing movies, always, since I was a child.
Wow.
So I started doing some few ones with the same image guy design. But I was writing the script in this time. So things start changing
now,
a lot when I started doing the script.
So do you find, I know you're a music-based person, and did you get the images that you collect for that? Probably some photos and some film. Do you write a voiceover script as well, or is it just all music behind it?
No, I write a script. I write.
Yes, but do you speak it? Do you speak the script?
No. I write the script.
Yeah.
And I base the image on this writing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You see, now I am developing very much this expertise.
Yes.
And I have started. I started when the internet started changing all that. I went to start digital marketing. And then I started doing my own social media. And I started studying photography and how to make a film.
I think it's great.
Three years just studying.
Wow.
And now I am practicing doing it.
Well, I need you to do mine. You've got to do mine. I've got to talk to you about that. But what now? It's interesting because when you're out in Brazil and around there, are you seeing music? I mean, it's a music area. People love music. You're driven by music in this beautiful culture you're in. Are you seeing music coming back to the clubs? Are you seeing people going out and playing? Are there concerts happening there?
Some. Because the behavior now is very different from before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my life now, music life, is much more in States than here. Because when I went to do everything with CD Baby and all that,
yes,
everything starts to be in the States and not here.
Yeah.
And here there is not much market for New Age music that I do now.
Oh, there isn't?
No, there is not. Before, I used to do bossa nova,
uh-huh,
and I used to play the guitar.
Uh-huh.
When I had the carpal tumor, I couldn't play the guitar so much anymore.
Yeah.
That's why I went to New Age. It came spontaneously,
uh-huh,
because I went to a music shop, and I said, do you have a keyboard? Because I studied piano in conservatoire. And then I asked him, do you have a keyboard that the keys are very soft because I can't press too much?
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't play piano either. So he said, well, there is here the Korg. I bought first a Korg. And then I bought a Korg, and then now I have the Yamahas. But they are very soft, the keys, so I can play.
That's interesting, yeah, because, you know, you're not the only one. There's many people who have experienced carpal tunnel and have problems.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right. So I play with keyboards. And then, because I am from computers, you are a person of God, so I can tell you that. I had a very, very deep conversation with God, and I said, God, I can't play so much guitar. I can't play piano. I can't make too much effort. I can't carry any weight. So please,
mm-hmm,
help me to be master of keyboards, because like that I can do music for you and for the universe. And then suddenly I felt something.
Yeah, I believe it.
And I start playing. And the first news that came, it's called Te Deum for God. I cry if I talk too much about that. It was the first New Age music that I did. Up to now, I enjoy very much listening. Listening is a symphony in 16 minutes. Until now, it comes spontaneously. I just put my hand in keyboards and everything comes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... if it's something to be in my path, in my way, it comes.
I know, and you've been able to go through so many different chapters in your life, and it's interesting.
Yes.
I've never asked you, and I, how come you sound like you have a French accent?
Because I was in my last reincarnation, I was French.
You do not have a Brazilian accent. I mean, you don't.
I don't, know.
No, you don't. You do not have a South. No one would guess. You don't have that at all. And it's like, well, she's got a French accent. She lives in Brazil. I mean, where were you born?
I was born in Brazil, but French. When I was 9 years old, I said to my mother, I want to learn French. And she said, why you want to learn French with 9 years old? And she was a teacher of English and Spanish. She said, okay, I put you in the French Alliance Française if you learn English and Spanish. I said, okay, we got a deal. And so, with 9 years old, I started learning French. When I was 15, I was already a French teacher.
Not.
Because I went to the first degree, and then the teacher said, no, you are too much developed. They put in the second, the third, the fourth. When I was 15 years old, I was a professor.
15 years old, you were a professor of French. What other languages do you speak? You must speak at least three, right? How many languages?
Well, Portuguese, French, Spanish, Italian, English. Oh, I can understand a little bit of German, and I learned also Greek and Latin.
That is impressive, you know. I mean, although not many people speak Latin, I have to say, if you're going to understand masses, it might come in handy. But
let me tell you about these film movies.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because there is, with the pandemic world, things change.
Yes.
So, for instance, in England, usually they do the screening of all these film festivals. In England, they do screening in Scandinavian countries also. In Italy, they have live with red carpet.
Wow.
In Asia countries, they also have live festival with red carpet. Also in France, they have a live festival with the red carpet. In the States, they have both. They have screening and they have live with red carpet. In Canada, they have both. So when they asked me to go, for instance, I received one in Bali,
Ooh.
And another one in Singapore. And so they asked me to go. I said, okay, I can't go because I'm not traveling nowadays due to all this situation. So can I send you a video with a speech and a performance? And then they agreed, and then I sent them that.
Wow, how wonderful is that? How long are your typical films you submit to these film festivals?
Not more than 6 minutes.
Oh, so you go for the short films?
Yes, short films.
Do you find that
my videos, they have no words. They are artistic video.
Yeah.
Music, artistic video.
Yeah.
But some of the newest ones, for instance, I did one based in a story that my father lived. It is the Amazonas Healing Forest.
Oh.
My father was military and he was a pilot. And then he went to build the aeroplane, how do you say? When the aeroplane arrives, he went to build this thing for aeroplane to come. And he went to the Amazon and all that, and then he took malaria. And they were lost in the middle of the forest for 15 days. So my mother was crying. It was a story. There was desert people all over. And suddenly they saw a sign, this illuminate sign. And then they went there. My father was there with all the team. But he got malaria. So I said, I want to write about this story. Then I went to internet and I found some pictures, and I found some people saying about this experience and all that. And then I went to meditate to see what I could do. And then I did this Amazonas Healing Forest, and it's very beautiful.
Well, I have to watch that. I really...
Yeah. Another one that was very interesting, it was my first epic movie.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we live in a epic kind of environment. War here, something there, some things I don't know where. There is a lot of wars all over. And then I did the music with guns and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then a friend of mine said, look, Mr. Cabral, that is my great-great-grandfather, and that he was the one who impeached the French to invade Brazil in 1895. That's why the French doesn't like so much Brazil. And then I read his story. I knew because my mother used to tell me this story. But then I went through the historical documents. I did the research. So how it was, how the French came and killed all the women, all the children, and everything that happened, and what happened with my great-grandfather. And I said, I think I'm going to do something. And then I meditated again, because I always meditate before doing and writing. And then the story came, and I did this Cabral. That's the name of the video. And it's in honor of my great-great-grandfather.
Well, how fascinating. Isn't that interesting? Because you found a way to take that music and tell a story.
It's like the same passion you have for broadcasting.
Well, you know, but
I have this passion.
I think it's fantastic, and you've achieved wonderful, wonderful response and recognition. I guess by next year, maybe you will be able to travel again and go to some of these film festivals and go on the red carpet.
Well,
and
you know, the English people, they love, there are a lot of festivals in England.
Yes.
The English and the French, they are the ones that like more.
Yeah.
But I won also in Japan. Japan.
Wow. Oh. Wow. I think it's fascinating. You know, it's funny, we kind of contact each other by messenger, but we haven't talked actually maybe in 2 years. I mean, it's been a long time, and maybe longer. This is it's a while since we've talked. So, I mean, it's so nice to connect from Brazil, where you are, to here in Maui, and be able to check in and see what's going on. I really, it's wonderful talking to you. Please, let's be in touch. I have a project I want to do with you on film.
I
need script with.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, my friend.
But, you know, it's something very, because with the image and the sound,
yes,
you can touch people much more.
I agree. Quickly. I think there's something you're really into there, and that's why I think it's taken off with you. So I'm really glad you called, Anaya. What's the best site people can find out more about you at?
Sorry.
What's your website?
It's anayamusic.com.
anayamusic.com?
Yes.
Well, it's great talking to you, and a big aloha.
A big aloha. You want me to send the links of the video in Messenger? I can send to you so you can watch this.
Oh, I'd love it. That'd be great.
Okay. I'll send to you. So I always have, you always have to have this kind of inspirational idea.
Yes.
Then an inspiration fact that happened. So I'm learning a lot about how to build a movie.
I love it.
That's something that is coming from
and
my
it's something
I didn't know.
It's something I need, so I'm so glad we connected.
No, but I am a big fan of your words because you are fantastic. I am always putting hearts in your Instagram poems. And sometimes when I read that, I said, that's all I needed to.
Oh, that means so much. God bless you.
Yes, it's true. You know, I always follow you in all those poems that you write.
Oh.
And you have a wonderful voice.
Oh, I'm so glad we connected. Well, much love to you, and God bless, and we'll
much
talk
love.
Again soon. Aloha.
Okay, aloha. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's hear from our sponsor, our dear friend, who I just love, Ron Guess. From PwC, who makes this show possible. I thank you so much, Ron, for the work that you do. Thank you.